This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bregman is coming. Bregman is coming. That was the voice of ESPN's Jeff Passan talking about the fact that Alex Bregman last night decided to join your Boston Red Sox. So while Nick Fitzy Stevens and I were excited yesterday about the opening of spring training and workouts and Garrett Crochet in the offseason, I think, I don't want to speak for Fitzy, but I think the excitement level has to be amped up even more when you add a right-handed bat who loves to hit at Fenway Park, a right-handed bat that the manager loves his leadership makeup, everything about him, that it's going to play second base, at least for now. So, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you even more excited, even though you had youth movement as part of your reasons for excitement, and this could sort of tamper down a little bit of the youth movement, at least for a while, are you as or more excited today than you were yesterday?
I learned of the Alex Bregman signing last night at 10:43 p.m. via a text message from our guy, and happy to have the Ball Hawk back in studio with us. I know he's not playing at 100%, but you know what? The best ability is availability, and it's great to have you back, Dan Big Game Baller.
Hey, boys. Good afternoon.
Oh, you even sound good.
Yeah.
You even sound pretty good.
I would not go that far.
Oh. Okay, well, you sound okay to me.
Thank you.
He's on the mendulum. He's okay. He's getting better.
You got a fever? You got the fever for the Red Sox and Bregman?
I simply could not miss today seeing that news.
Yes.
Could not miss today.
You couldn't. And I got that message last night. I found out about it as I was folding clothes, getting ready for bed. It's just another Wednesday. Oh, wait a second. Put on the air brakes, everyone, because even at 10:43, we went 6 to midnight. I friggin' love this move for the Boston Red Sox in so many ways. It is such a sign that they are in it. It is such a sign to me that they care, that they have been listening. Everything we heard this offseason, you know, full throttle, this, that. What was the big key word? Urgency? Was it urgency was the key word that they needed to go into win now mode? This is a win now move of the highest order. And I got to say, while it continues to fascinate me how now former Houston Astros players signed these unique one-year potential opt-out deals with teams that you would least expect them to sign with. Carlos Correa a few years ago with the Minnesota Twins. Now Alex Bregman with the Red Sox. Could be a one-year deal, could be a two-year deal, could be a three-year deal. Whatever ends up working out. He can play second. He can play third. He can DH. Hell, if Story, not if, but when Trevor Story gets hurt again, you could probably shift Bregman over to short if you wanted to, in addition to Rafael. This gives you so many options, and it does not put pressure on the kids, the Utes movement, as we talked about yesterday, who are a massive part of the Red Sox future. I think everybody should be so fired up for what this means for the Red Sox and what this means for the Boston sports scene at large, Andy.
So as I joked with Jones and Keefe in the crossover, Dan Shaughnessy loves the move. That's how you know it's really something unifying and positive Nothing, not a single bad word in the column he wrote reacting to the Bregman signing. As you referenced, on paper, it's a three-year deal for $120 million, $40 million a year in theory. Deferred money makes the AAV actually closer, apparently, to $30 million a year. There's a couple opt-outs. There's a lot of mumbo-jumbo there. But we'll get into the structure of the deal. We'll get into the role he's going to fill. We'll get into the ramifications for the lineup and the defense and everything that goes into it, because there's a lot to break down. We'll get into cigar smoking. We'll get into what the team's going to look like in Boston, what the team's going to look like in Worcester now. And maybe there's some battle for entertainment eyeballs between the two Boston cities. You go out the Mass Pike, you might see some fun young players out there. So at 3:30, we'll talk to Tom Curran, as we always do on Thursdays, which obviously we'll talk a lot of football and Patriots. But hell, maybe we'll get his reaction to a little juice being thrown in the world over the Red Sox. 4:30, we'll talk to Andrew Razor Raycroft about the Bruins, about Brad Marchand, about Marshy scoring goals for Team Canada and the Four Nations. And then at 5:30, we're actually going to talk to Sean Pendergast, who is the former co-host of our buddy Ted Johnson down in Houston on the airwaves down there. So break down sort of the Houston view of Bregman, the Houston view of why they let him go, what he meant to that team, and all things Bregman from the Texas angle. So we have a loaded program, as always. Ted Johnson will join us at 3 p.m. I'm sure
it's too much show.
It almost feels like too much show. Not going to lie to you. There is a lot to squeeze in here. We'll have my poll of the day, which shows some optimism, but also expectation taking over in Red Sox Nation. But I just want to start with the simple, basic, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, entertainment value. Whether they think about it or not, I don't care. Your entertainment value of the Boston Red Sox on February 13th just grew, and it should grow well through the regular season. The one thing I will say, Fitzy, is you and I fixated a little bit yesterday on the curious projections on Baseball Reference, I guess we'll call them, for Garrett Cole. Not Garrett Cole. Garrett Crochet.
I don't think we Garrett Cole used nope. to. His dad still plays third base for the Sox, though.
So their Baseball Reference projections for Alex Bregman are this. Let me know what you think of this, how this ROI is for your Boston Red Sox, the likely second baseman for the team this year. 589 plate appearances, 133 hits, 78 runs, 27 doubles, 21 home runs, 75 RBI. He's going to strike out 81 times. He's going to walk 60 times. He's going to have a batting average of .257, slug .438, OPS .778, 227 total bases. What are those numbers? How do they resonate with you for a $40 million a year, 31-year-old second baseman?
I was going to say I would happily pay in an inflated market when a need to compete and a need to return to prominence probably adds a little bit of a suck tax. I would love to pay that guy $25 million a year.
Okay, so let's get into that then. Because I think there is some, if there's any pushback, there's a little bit of, this guy's a $40 million a year player?
You were going to pay, wait, hold on a second. You were going to pay Soto $10 million a year more for 14 years than you're going to pay Bregman three? Seriously. That's got to be the one thing that you kind of like balked at. And now it's not your money. It's not my money.
It's
I don't care. Pay
opposite.
Him $70 million if he gives you what you want and what you need.
This might be my favorite contract the Red Sox have signed in a long time. I wanted no part of the seven-year, $210 million contract that was discussed and rumored. I wanted no long-term deal where you're saying, wait, when he's 36, 37, 38 years old, you're going to be on the hook for him for $30 million a year. I think my favorite part of this contract is sort of the shorter term front loaded nature. I don't think you could get many players to do this in the modern world of baseball. You know, everybody wants the long term deal, the 8, 10, 12 years, huge money,
security. It's the Pujols. It's the Pujols deal. The same way that the Flacco deal changed the quarterback market forever, the Pujols deal kind of changed the baseball contract market forever.
And yet, you were able to get a short term. So, first year is the honeymoon period, and there's two outcomes to the honeymoon period. Well, he underperforms. And you know what you say? Boy, am I glad we only got him for two more years on this deal. Or he overperforms. Hell, maybe he goes out, wins the MVP. Maybe he actually extrapolates those numbers from his 21 career games at Fenway and does that for a whole season, and you're like, by God, this guy really does love Fenway Park. He hit 50 home runs, and he's the MVP and whatever. Okay, so he's got two choices, right? His two choices are opt out, or he could stick with the deal, and then your choices are re-sign him or wish him well. Like, I just don't see any massive downside to this contract for this player. It's a short term. Now, it pushes the Red Sox into the salary tax mode. It puts them on their highest salary, I think, of all time. Team payroll. Okay.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't care. And I just know you're, even though there is some
BFD,
deferred money.
Right.
Right.
BFD.
Even though there's some deferred money, I don't think we're going to be bitching about this contract. We can't the most we can bitch about it for is 2 years. Literally.
Okay.
Because we're not going to bitch this year. This year, I mean, I would hope we're not going to bitch this year. We'll let it play out and see what kind of season he has. And then there's 2 years of bitching, maybe.
Okay, so last night, just like everybody else, an immediate reaction. 3 years, $120 million. So much for the Red Sox don't spend crowd. It's big bucks, but I kind of love this deal. The immediate replies to that tweet following the Ball Hawks notification was, they needed to do a good move. This is perfect. I love it. Three-year deal with two opt-outs and deferred money. Why is this team afraid of commitment? It's a three-year contract. I hate it. This contract sucks. He has two opt-outs. It's a one-year deal. And then this is the worst one. I'll spare the person giving out the person's username. Effing clown show. Just roadblocked a number of young, promising infield prospects. Gives you similar production at a fraction of the cost. Stunts their maturation in addition to wasting funds where there are further holes to fill on this team. Also cost them a second-round pick. Stupid. Like, Andy, there is a broad spectrum of reaction out there in Red Sox Nation right now. Now, that person strikes me as someone that's going to react negatively to most things.
Yeah.
And also probably, you know, does an Emperor Commodus thumbs down every time he sees the sunshine in the morning.
I don't understand how you can be upset about this deal. Is there a potential for this to affect or slow the arrival and or development of the young guys? Sure. Christian Campbell is not really competing right now, it doesn't look like on paper, for a starting second base job, which is what we thought as of yesterday he might be doing. We were talking about Marcelo Mayer maybe moving around. Maybe he's in the mix at second base. Nope. Bregman's in second base for now. Now, that's another aspect of this we need to flesh out a little bit as we move forward, is could other moves come, Yoshida-related, Devers-related, movement-related, that could alter the way we look at things. But for the here and now, I think we're all saying Devers is at third, Story's at short, Bregman's at second, Casas is at first. And my first reaction to that is, that's like a $100 million infield when you talk about Devers' deal. So it's 30, 20, 40, that's pretty much a $100 million infield you're talking about there. And
could also be a 100 home run infield. Those four guys could hit 100 home runs between them. If Devers hits 30 and then the other guys hit 20 plus-ish, you could get 100 home runs. You could get an absolute 100 home runs out of your infield.
First of all,
am I being a little gullible Andy here?
No.
Optimistic Andy?
I mean, Casas should be at that 30 number relatively easily if he's healthy.
Well, Devers should roll out of bed and hit 30, even though he didn't last year.
Minimum.
He was going to until he didn't.
Yeah. If Devers doesn't hit 30 home runs, then what a titanic waste of a deal that is. And what are we, 2 or 3 years into his 11-year, $330 million deal? Casas, if he's healthy, if he gives you 500 at-bats, he too should give you 30. You're not being a little gullible, Andy. You're being reasonably optimistic, Andy. I think that there's every reason to believe. Look, I'm gonna set the over-under on number of at-bats for Trevor Story at like 387. And if he gives you more than that, that would be spectacular. But he's taken less tread off the tires the last couple of years as well. There's no reason that he shouldn't give you 20-plus home runs. This should be an absolute bang in infield. And think of this. In addition to what Alex Bregman gives you on defense, what he adds to the offense as well, because the guy absolutely mashes at Fenway Park and has an absurd Fenway OPS, the lineup protection you get. Second base was a hole last year. Like it was just a wild card. It's really been that way the last several seasons, and to a lesser degree, so has shortstop. If Story stays healthy, Bregman goes to second. I know we all would prefer Bregman goes to third and Devers DHs. Probably not going to happen. But you've got an awesome infield right now to pair up with your reloaded starting rotation as well, and a farm system where all these guys are just dying to come up and mash.
And Bregman's production was backloaded last season. He had 22 home runs over the final 90 games, something like that. So if he found himself after a bad start and loves Fenway Park as much as he would seem to indicate based on his production there and the fact that he's now decided to call that his home for the next 3 years, or I guess 1 year, and then we'll figure it out at the end of the season. I mean, you could get an upside season from Bregman quite easily. I don't think I have to be a little gullible Andy to look to the optimistic side of his production. So you're better defensively at second base. I don't think there's any question about that. You're better offensively as a lineup. You're better. I'm going to take everybody's word for it. John McClain, Alex Cora, Ted Johnson, I'm sure Sean Pendergast when we talk to him at 5:30. Everyone's going to tell you you're a better clubhouse and professional organization for having Alex Bregman on the team. And you didn't mortgage anything. We're not going to have to hear about this contract 5 years from now holding them back from being able to do what they want to do to build around Christian Campbell or Roman Anthony or whatever the lineup and the rotation
looks
like.
Don't forget about your boy, Mayer.
Mayer? Okay. So where exactly... Where, like, that whole idea, you read one of those that said, so you're hindering the development? I would look at it the opposite. You're helping the development of the young players. If they are not able to be held back, let's just say, unbelievable, you'll find a spot for them. If they are not blow your socks off good, then guess what? They go to Worcester and nice and quietly go about their business of being AAA ball players and getting more at-bats. Also, by the way, delaying the start to their clock and their service time and all those things headed toward free agency. That could benefit you in the long run because you have some stability on the major league roster. And I literally don't see a single downside to this for Red Sox fans or either Sox team. I think the Woo Sox are better off for it, and I think the Red Sox are better off for it, and I think fans of both teams are better off for it. Go to Fenway Park one weekend, then go out to Worcester the next weekend.
Polar Park is a great take, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Easy to get to right off the highway.
Three of the top minor league baseball players in baseball are going to be at Polar Park, including the best minor league baseball player.
There is a slight chance in Roman Anthony. Yes, and
yes.
That guy is going to be a golden god at Fenway before we know it. But there is a scenario in which, like, everything isn't set just as of yet. Like, Yoshida could end up getting dealt away probably for 50 cents on the dollar, and I'm sure
excuse me?
The Red Sox, maybe at best.
Okay, 12 20, cents on the dollar?
Yeah, 25 cents on the buck.
I'll pay you to take him.
We'll see what the conversion rate is in the end. However, If by chance Yoshida is dealt for whatever it is, I'm probably not something significantly helpful.
Marcus Smart,
2025 team. It's fine.
Can you trade him for Marcus Smart?
Fine, absolutely. A cheerleader, a bag of Fenway Franks, a City Connect jersey, whatever.
Ooh, I'd take that.
So if Yoshida gets dealt, and well, by the grace of something, somebody convinces Devers that he should, you know, mix in. It's like mixing in a water every couple of beers. If he should maybe mix in a DH every now and again so that Bregman can play some third base, your defensive ranking goes up. Like the war on this team overall, what this guy brings is massive. Andy, the defense is going to be so much better. And now, like you said, just go down the pike in 290 and you get to Polar Park, and all of a sudden you have one of the most entertaining teams in all of minor league baseball. And I still believe that minor league baseball is where the true heart of baseball fandom and joy is in America these days. You have a reason to turn on the Red Sox games on EEI. You have a reason to watch the Sox whenever you can catch a game on national or local feed. You have a reason to go to Fenway. You've got a reason to go to Polar Park. This, like, Alex Bregman is not Juan Soto, but I will tell you, he is the key to exactly what the Sox need. And if he opts out after 1 year because he has a career year at the age of 31, thanks so much. It was fun. I'm glad I didn't buy the jersey, but I'm glad I saw you live and in person. And we appreciate you taking us back all the way to the divisional series.
We are out the blocks and underway here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex Bregman is a member of the Boston Red Sox. Expectations are high. Excitement is high. Spring training is underway. Up next, we're going to take your calls. The lines are loaded. 617-779-7937. Fans seem to be excited about the arrival of Alex Bregman. And we'll also tell you about my Twitter poll of the day and where playoff expectations are in terms of this season for the Red Sox from most fans.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.